This is Derby Day on WHAS. Live from Churchill Downs, 84 WHAS brings you all 10 races, including the 113th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Come along with us. We're going to have a good day.
Wayne, we came around the corner coming right out of the tunnel, and we saw some poor, just strapping young lads, fine-looking gentlemen, all dressed up in suits, throwing their grandmother up and down on a blanket. I mean, it's going to be one of those afternoons.
All right, folks, here we go. You're on the air live, so please do not say anything embarrassing or else we'll lose our license.
How about you?
Well, all I know is I don't want to go with the ones that these three have picked.
The infield is building up. I see people down there doing everything from playing volleyball to just basking in the sun, throwing frisbees, even someone flying a kite.
Chitter-chatter that wins it easily by about 8 lengths.
Ken Schulz, are you there?
It's Derby Day.
Submarine races!
Yeah, you ought to come back and watch. It's really fun.
All the sunshine bright of my own Kentucky home.
Who do you want to say hi to?
Say hi to my dad, who's a potato head.
As you can see, Wayne, we're sinking to new lows here on broadcast. No.
At the finish, it's Mr. Biscuit. The favorite takes it by 3 lengths.
However, Glenn, you are a winner. You're a winner. Okay?
Are you talking to me now?
I thought it was so good. I thought Ken was so good this year. My only fear is that the rest of the day and the race may be anticlimactical.
But you know that he thinks he picked out... Who did he pick out to win?
Where do you see the chief competition? Everybody's calling it a wide-open derby. Do you buy that theory?
Well, I think Demon's be gone pretty solid, boys.
You got many gate crashers?
Not through this gate.
We come to the finish line. Baby, It's You gets the win for Gary Stevens by about 4 lengths.
If you're looking for a price, the horse I would give you would be Chocolate One.
I didn't think they could do it quite like that. I thought she always had to do it through the whole horn.
And her cheeks puffed up just like Dizzy Gillespie.
The variety of rose may change from year to year, but Driesback says he hopes one thing never changes, and that's the label, Grown in Kentucky.
Howdy. What's your pick, Dick? They've got some pretty fancy computerized betting deals at some of these parties we've been to today, Wayne.
It's 3 minutes to post time. Race number four is the WHAS day.
On the inside, it's Act Like Lou. These two together, Esquire, too close to call between Twice Around and Act Like Lou.
Now, the winner is Twice Around. And finishing second, number 12, Acts Like Lou.
How many times has Gerald Ford fallen out of the Millionaire's Row balcony into the crowd below?
Probably about 40.
36. Oh, I'm sorry, Jane.
Do you think, with the fact that this year the souvenirs have to be authorized by the Derby, for the unsuspecting, how can you tell when it's not authorized? How do you know?
If they're not hanging in our booth, they're not official.
Any creativity this year to get liquor inside?
No more than that. It has been in the past.
But when you guys take control of the liquor, where does it go? It
goes into a large dumpster right
on the side. Oh, my heart.
First, let's meet the Beer Sisters. Your name?
Bonnie Beer. Betty Beer. Betty Beer.
Barbara Beer.
Sam Beer.
And there's two sisters named Betty. I guess their moms just ran out of their mother ran out of ideas for names that start with B.
It's Laser Show that wins it by 3 lengths.
Speaking about parties, you're the guest of Anita Madden.
I was at the best party of 1987.
Anita Madden, come in here, Anita. Why did you invite Carbon Burson? I'm very well.
Well, because I always need a good attorney.
I'm happy to tell you that the people in Jeffersonville also know how to celebrate the Derby. Yes, folks?
Yes.
All right.
I'm sitting here in the very expensive seats with Gregory Peck.
You could say that a few times. Yeah.
What you're trying to tell me is you suck back about five of those bad boys and sit in the sun and you begin to percolate a little bit?
Yeah, quite a little bit.
Are you going to be able to get out of here this afternoon?
Only if I'm carried.
Pam, I think you need one more mint julep.
Right.
Right.
Are we all Western Kentucky hilltoppers?
Yeah!
We're going to make them take the clothes off and grease the bodies first.
There's a furlong to go. It's fast forward out now by 2 lengths. Home Builder is second, Sooner Showers is third. A 16th mile to go, and Fast Forward draws out.
In the Millionaire's Row, Milton Betts is visiting with the former president, Gerald Ford.
Mr. President, we have just one word with you.
Very quickly.
You won $3.80 to win and $4 to play, so $7.80 here on Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Congratulations.
You forgot the show.
You have made the hat. Is that right?
Yeah, they're constructed out of balsa wood, very thin plywood, felt materials. Silk roses, that type of thing.
Jane Ann and you wearing these to a derby party would bowl them all over.
No kidding.
I'll get them for you, so hey, I'll work out some kind of deal.
What a guy. Thanks, Terry. You always think of your friends.
The fellow who broke it up for the Kentucky Colonels is Norm Crosby, my guest here. What I do is I enunciate. Yes. I project from my diagram with fluidity like you do. You must have gone to electrocution school.
to become a pronouncer like you are?
Well, I tried.
I hope so.
All of us have picked in the papers and on the radio so long now. I guess we got to go with what we've danced with all week. And I think probably all three of us are going to go, or all four of us with Demons Be Gone. So I like Ali Sheba to run third.
Trying to chase him down. We've got a 16th to go. It's Bet Wife and Ali Sheba. These two coming right together, and Ali Sheba goes by, and Ali Sheba's going to get the win. At the finish, Ali Sheba wins the Derby.
Derby Day on 84 WHAS was hosted by Wayne Perkey, with race calls by Paul Rogers and Dave Johnson. Commentary by Kay Wood Ledford, Billy Reed, and Joe Hirsch. From the infield, Terry Miners and Susan Sweeney. In the grandstand and clubhouse, Doug McKelvin. From the barn area, Van Vance. Sid Jenkins reported from Press Row. And from Celebrity Row, Milton Metz. Special features provided by John Earing, Liz Curtis, and Fred Wishy. Production assistance by Larry Basinger, Wayne Phillips, John Ross, and Chris Casey. The technical director was Charles Strickland. Your Derby montage producer, Steve LaVorne. Derby Day on WHAS was produced by Brent Bowden.